Well, so happy to welcome this morning to the airwaves, Hannah Ernst joining me. Now, the last time Hannah and I got to work together was Godspell. And don't ask me how many years ago that was. It's quite a while ago now.
Closer to seven than it is to six. It was quite a time ago.
It was good times. Mm-hmm. And since then, Hannah's gone off to get edumacated in opera.
Yes, I've left the musical theater world behind to do an opera degree or two out on the beautiful west coast side of Vancouver.
So now you come to us as a graduate.
Yes, indeed.
Getting ready to spread your wings and fly.
Yes.
And with opera, you never know where that's going to be.
Not at all. I've applied everywhere in the world and everywhere under the sun, so I could end up anywhere.
Now, you've also been working all over the world.
Yes. I've spent some time. I did a choir tour in my first year of university over in Italy. I'm spending some time down this summer in Chicago, working with the Chicago Lyric Opera, all over the place.
And just from little old Lunenburg.
Right from hometown, you bet.
Well, it's so nice for you to come back and put on a show for us.
Oh, I thought I'm about to go somewheres in the world that probably won't be home, and I've had so many supporters over the years that have spent years watching me on live streams and listening to crackly recordings that I thought it might be time to come home and give everybody a proper view of what I've been doing on the other side of the country.
So this proper view comes up the Canada Day weekend.
You betcha.
That Sunday.
Yes, right the day before Canada Day.
So what can we expect with an evening of opera?
Well, I've tried to compile a bunch of different composers, so it won't all be one style. We're going to be singing in, I believe, four different languages, one of which will be English for all the folks around town. And just a variety of all of my repertoire that I've been working on. It's kind of going to be a nice show of everything I've been doing since I left home.
Now, this is not a common thing.
Not over here.
Not for this area at all. So why did you want to get into doing this?
Oh, long story. I've always been musical. Mom and Dad were always into music growing up, and I started in church choirs, and then I joined South Shore Players, and then I joined the Have a Laugh Players where we met, and theater became opera, and then opera became a career, and it was very quick for me. I think I was 12 years old when I looked at my voice teacher and said, I think I'd like to do opera for a living. And she went, are you sure? But here we are, I think 10 years later, and
wow.
All settled in.
That's great. Now, with this performance, you have some other folks joining you or one other person?
I have one other person. I have my lovely accompanist, Hannah Parks, who will be helping me out on the piano side and doing some extra special effects for a few of the pieces.
Okay. Okay. And a great spot. It's at Central United.
Right in Lunenburg.
That is actually where you were in the choir.
That is where I began my music career. It's where I sang in music festival for years and years. It's where I found what we call my big kid voice, and it felt like the right place to come home to do a show.
And we also did Godspell there.
I was going to say, and we toured Godspell there, so I've performed many different genres in this venue.
If we wanted to go, we do need to get tickets.
Absolutely. And you can grab tickets. We're going to be doing cash at the door, or there is currently a link up to Eventbrite where you can find everything you need on there.
Okay. All right. So then after this, you hang out for a few weeks and then you hit the road.
Pretty much. 2 weeks after this concert will be complete, I'm heading down to Chicago to star in their production of Giulio Cesare as Cleopatra.
Wow. And do you have online presence where we can kind of look at your repertoire and see
Absolutely.
What's coming up?
Absolutely. So you can find me on Instagram at ernst.hannah12, very easy to find, where I post everything from costume photos, short videos of singing stuff. Upcoming projects are always posted on there. And I'm on Facebook, too, under my own name.
All right. Now, tell me, and in your career, 10 years, what is probably the most memorable story of your career thus far?
Oh my gosh, so far. So my voice teacher out in Vancouver is this wonderful lady. Her name is Nancy Hermiston. She's an Order of Canada winner, among other accolades, but she is an absolute spitfire of a woman. And in my first year of university, we were doing a production called The Tales of Hoffman, where one of the characters is a mechanical doll. And that comes with a very different acting style than we're used to. We're used to trying our best to look human on stage. So it was a very big twist for everybody in our ensemble to have to figure out mechanical doll movements. And my 80-year-old teacher got on stage, told all of us that we were not mechanical enough, and then proceeded to sing a 14-minute aria from this production with her full doll acting. And she was better than all of us by far. In the time since then, she's been the witch on the broomstick for Hansel and Gretel when we had a sickness in the cast. She's been a military officer, all these things that you get very used to the crazy early on, but...
What would be the highlight? If you're looking ahead to where you could end up, which we mentioned is anywhere in the world, probably not in North America, but you never know.
You never know. The U.S. side has quite a few opera houses on it. Canada, unfortunately, is still building up their repertoire.
Well, you know, you could be the one to bring opera to the South Shore on a regular basis.
Exactly.
Who knows? But what would be the ultimate if you think about options?
I would just love to be settled somewheres. I'm a homebody. I would love to be settled somewheres in the world with a permanent contract. Somewheres that you can just... go every day into work and sing and then go home. And then the next day you know where you're going and it'll be the same people and the same styles, all that kind of stuff.
Would you ever want to get into training and teaching?
I've done a little bit here and there. Very often the ways that we kind of supplement our education and all the many fees of that is by teaching voice lessons or having choir gigs or having church choir head leaders and that kind of stuff. So I've done a little bit of teaching here and there, but I would probably get into some teaching stuff as well.
Okay. Well, you've heard me sing, so I will be the biggest challenge when you sign up here locally. Is there anything else that we need to know before I let you go?
We're going to serve cookies afterwards. Cookies? So if you don't even like opera,
Perfect.
You can just show up and have a snack at the end.
Are we dealing with a lot of costume changes in this situation?
There will be a costume change.
Okay.
There's a very big tradition, especially for the sopranos. We call them divas. Where you do a costume change between your first and your second half.
Okay.
Traditionally into a bigger, sparklier gown. So there will be a costume change halfway through.
It's definitely going to be something that if you've never been to an opera.
This is a great introduction.
Right.
Lots
a great
of different
little taste.
Styles. There's some very musical theatery pieces as well. So it's not all big, crazy opera stuff, but
all right.
It's a great selection of pieces.
Well, thank you so much, Hannah, for dropping in to tell us all about it. So great to see you again.
Oh, so great to see you.
And it's going to be perfect to see you on stage.
Thank you very much.
Coming up on June the 30th, your chance to be at Central United Church, 7:30 start, for an evening of opera with Hannah Ernst. And get your tickets through Eventbrite.